Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Okay, so I feel like most of the time when I start episodes with like my random thought, they're of me in the car. But it's because like I have to commute before I get here.
You've been driving a lot lately. For those of you that don't know, Taryn comes to me. I am so lucky because yes, I just happen to live near the recording studio. So she comes to me first. But yeah, you do a lot of driving now.
A lot of driving. So today I was like driving, and I don't know if this has ever happened to you. Do you ever stare at someone through like their mirrors, and then when you actually get up to them, it's like not even the same person that you thought?
I stare at people around me while I'm driving all the time.
Yeah.
I'm always like, what's this guy doing? What's this guy doing? What's this girl doing? Or I'll watch girls. It's always girls. I don't know why. They're always multitasking.
Oh gosh, so dangerous.
It's so, like, they're not only are they talking on the phone, but they're also like trying to scroll for like a song or something while putting on lip gloss.
Yep.
While they're driving. It's the most dangerous thing.
I saw a girl straight up curling her hair with a curling iron.
How?
Is there I was like, that's unsafe in so many levels.
It must be a battery powered one, like one of those travel size ones. Dang. I've seen, actually, I take that back. I've seen a girl shaving her legs.
Ew.
This was back when I was in college and I drove past a girl. She had an electric razor and I don't know if it was her boyfriend's or if it's a girl thing. I haven't really seen girl electric. Well, I guess they have them.
I'm sure.
Anyways, she had her left leg up like by the.
I'm no like lifting
my leg so that Taryn can understand. And then she had it like by the window and she was just going.
That's disgusting.
At her leg. I was like, what well, is that pressing?
I mean, you have to do it while like you're driving. Day? I don't know.
But today, it was daytime. It wasn't even.
Oh, then I don't know.
I guess you could have a day date.
Day date. Well, today I thought I saw a hot guy like through his side mirror, and then I got closer and it was a middle-aged woman. So there's that. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Welcome
back. What are you trying to talk while I'm talking? Welcome back to the podcast. My name is Ashley Nicole.
I'm Taryn Renee.
And this is, you said that so like you weren't sure.
Know.
Like you were very unsure of what
usually,
your name was.
Like, there's only a couple areas of my life where I say I'm Taryn Renee. Usually I'm just Taryn.
True.
And at work, because I work with kids, I'm Miss Taryn.
You're Miss Taryn.
Miss Taryn.
Yeah, that's weird.
My last name's too hard for kids to say. They get a little confused.
I hate when because I used to teach a drum class to like very, I don't know, probably fourth grade to eighth grade. So they were kids. And they would try to call me Miss McDonald. I'd be like, stop that.
Yeah.
That's not okay. That's my mom. And that's not okay.
Well, and then when you get married, like I'm planning on changing my last name. So then it's like, then the kids have to learn like a full new name and you have to learn how to say
it. I remember
I
never understood that as a child.
Because
I had a teacher, I remember she was my second grade teacher. And I remember she got married the year I was in her class.
Uh-huh.
And I was so confused.
Like,
because halfway through, she changed her name. And, they were just saying, like, she married someone and she's taking on his name. And I was like, why would he do that to you?
Yeah.
You know,
why is he making you a totally different person?
It made
person?
No sense. I thought it was like, I thought it was bad. I thought it was a very bad thing because that wasn't her. And I like refused to call her by her new name.
That's interesting.
I was such a brat, I guess. I don't know. I was like, why would you do that? It's terrible.
Oh my gosh.
How was your weekend?
I think my weekend was good. We were just talking about this today. I feel like, I don't know if like my brain like resets on a Monday, but it never feels when I like go into work or I see someone on Monday and they're like, how was your weekend? I always initially am like, I don't remember the last 2 days of my life.
Yeah, same.
Not even that I did anything crazy. It could be like I literally sat in bed and watched Netflix, but for a good like 30 seconds, I have to be like, what did I do?
Where was I?
Yeah. Well, should we jump in? I feel like I'll go first today.
Yeah.
Because like mine's that. Like a light, kind of like funny date situation.
Okay. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. And then you'll take second half. All
Let's right. do it.
Ahem. Let's. Ooh, we got a name.
Ooh, we never get names.
We never get names, I know. Okay, she says, hey guys, I'm Alina. First off, I love Ashley and Taryn so much. Like,
we love
such
you too.
Goals. Aww. When did that become a
I
thing?
I feel so hip.
I know. I remember the first time someone was like, goals. And I was like, I don't know what you're saying.
I don't know. I feel like it's been a thing though, so maybe we're...
Yeah, but like, I'm not always like the hippest person. So when people say, like, okay, we just learned a new one, the house.
Okay,
shout out Ollie. We went to a dinner and all of a sudden, like literally the whole dinner, people would just yell out the house. And I was like, what is that?
We were so confused. Me and Taryn were both at this dinner at the same time.
Yeah.
And everyone was talking and basically they would say a sentence and end it by saying the house. So I could be like, oh, this salmon's so great, the house. And me and Taryn,
I thought I was going nuts.
Dinner kept looking at each other like, what the hell does the house mean? Like,
I
are
looked
we
at you and
out
I was
on
like,
someone?
I was like, why,
so
you, why do people keep saying that? Like, no. I didn't understand.
And I was looking around and everyone just kept talking nonchalantly. Like, they understood what was happening. I was so confused. So was Taryn.
This is my first, well, there's a lot of like random slang things that I don't understand. But this one, like, I really don't understand.
I've never felt more old in my life because I was like,
basically,
I don't get it.
It means, it's basically an exclamation.
Oh, shoot. Exclamation point.
So it's like you say like, oh my gosh, your outfit is so cool,
the house.
Like, it's dumb. Like, if you say like, okay, I'm gonna gas you up, that makes sense because it's like you put gas in a car so it has energy to go.
Right,
like, that
right.
makes
we
sense
we get that one, we're there for that, we
the
support
house
that.
Like, that doesn't make sense.
It makes zero sense.
You live in a house.
Yeah,
how does that do anything to like
exclaim.
Bring drama. Exclaim.
Yeah. It's supposed to finish a sentence.
No, it's stupid. I don't
and it
like
makes
it.
Zero sense because it doesn't finish the sentence in any way.
I want to meet who made that up.
I
would love to hear.
I bet someone's pranking the world right now.
Yes.
And it's like, you know what? Society, social media is so crazy
so
sometimes.
Stupid.
I'm going to start a trendy slang word.
Yeah.
And it's going to be dumb, but everyone's going to say it.
Oh my gosh. I don't know if I ever told you that. My brother
we
tried to do that.
We refused to fall for that.
Yeah, no, that's stupid. My brother tried to do that. One day we were sitting at dinner and he said, I want to make up like a cool word. And he said he wanted it to be for things like when something's perfect. And he wanted to be like, yeah, that's Goldilocks.
This is Brett, huh?
Yeah.
I knew it.
Because he was like, yeah, because like, you know, the three bears, like, this one's too hot. This
perfect.
One's too cold. This one's perfect. And so he tried so hard. Like, everywhere we go, he'd be like, yeah, Goldilocks. And I'd just be like, dude, shut up. Like, no, I'm done with you. It was so dumb.
That's a very Mean Girls fetch situation.
Yes.
Where you're just looking at me like,
shut
it down.
Stop trying to make
it makes no sense.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways.
Sorry. Wow. That was a big tangent.
Literally, I just read her sentence of saying hi, and we've been talking for like 20 minutes. Okay.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Okay. So she says, I wouldn't want anyone else reading my super embarrassing story. Ha ha. So here is a date I went on with my boss.
Ooh.
So she says.
Another boss drama.
I know.
This is what, too?
Again, it's the whole, like, someone in power. You're like, guys, hello, take care of me.
Juicy stories. I love this.
I mean, I'm looking for a sugar daddy.
Oh, I mean, who isn't?
Because I'm terrible with money. And so I literally would love to just marry someone rich and just he just gives me an allowance.
I guess that would be like the ultimate goal.
That's all I need. Tell me what I can
spend. I don't
like
the allowance thing though. That's not okay.
I'm fine with it.
What's mine is yours. What's yours is
mine.
I'm
fine with it. Anyways, she says, I worked in a government type desk job and my boss was super cute. She's giving us his name and I'm a little nervous to read it. But she put it.
If she put it, then it's fair game.
Okay. She said his name is Paul.
Hey, Paul.
She said, I was 22, he was 26. I'm normally extremely shy, but for some reason, I was very forward. I'm having a really rough time.
It's Monday. Typically, we record on Tuesday, so yeah. Maybe
and
we shouldn't do this again.
I had a large coffee.
She did.
Okay.
Drink it fast, too.
For some reason, I was very forward with... Oh, my God. I'm done.
Forward.
We're skipping.
I got
skipping.
It. For some
forward.
Reason, she was very forward.
Forward with him.
Continue.
I love when this happens because
what?
I've already talked about like how I get like diarrhea of the mouth with certain guys. They make me so nervous.
I don't know why you have to use that word. It's so gross.
Actually, get over it.
I don't.
Just support
like
me
it.
In this
Stop
moment because I'm having a
you know
time.
Me so much better. I can't handle this.
Okay, when I'm not even gonna shut. But when like you have a guy where all of a sudden you come off as like so cool and confident, and then you get in the car and you're like, dang, I just did so good.
Yeah.
I
you're
love
so
when that
proud
happens.
Of yourself. Or when you say something and you walk away and you're just like.
I sounded so much cooler than I was.
When you said exactly what you wanted to say and the way you wanted to say it. Yeah.
Never happened.
I get it.
Mm-hmm. So good for you, girl.
Proud of you.
She says, after a while of flirting back and forth, we exchanged numbers and planned to hang out. The first time we hung out, we went to a bar and he got to meet my dog, which is super important to me.
Ooh, that's a big deal.
Same.
We both have dogs.
Yeah.
And if said other person doesn't get along with the dog, then it's a deal breaker. And I feel like it's like that for a lot of people and their pets.
Yeah. Well, so my dog is a teacup Yorkie with the personality of like the largest dog. He thinks he's so tough.
He does.
But a lot of times, like if people are like, I hate small dogs, blah, blah, blah.
Bye.
I'm like, I get it because like I did too, but that would bug me if like a guy came in and was like, oh, I would never have a small dog. I'd be like, I'll kill you.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah.
Same.
So she says, luckily it all worked out. He invited me to his place the next day, which was Saturday. Saturday came and I made sure I looked super cute. Put on my brand new all white Adidas. I got to his place and he had obviously cleaned and lit candles. So I was expecting
cute.
A good time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
candles.
The first thing I see is his cat. Which I'm super allergic to cats.
Oh, no.
That's me.
Yeah.
Like sometimes I'll walk in a house and especially if it's like people I don't know and I'll see their like gerbils or cats and I'm like, homegirl's about to have itchy eyes. Like I know it's going to be a bad time.
Oh my God, I'm the same way. I've actually had multiple situations like this happen.
Yeah.
So I started keeping Claritin and my allergy medication in my car.
Oh, girl, I have it in my purse.
There's been so many times where I've walked in and been like, I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Let me go get
I'm gonna die.
My medicine.
I know. She says she's super allergic to cats and was questionable about a guy with a cat. LOL. We sit down and watch some TV, and then we decide to go on a walk around the lake he lived on. Not only was it 8,000 degrees and I was sweating like a cow, but my new shoes weren't feeling too great. Once we got back to his place, I took off my shoes and sat on the couch while my face was extremely red and sweaty. He looked down and said, is your foot okay? Sorry, this is coming. I was like, what are you talking about? Only to see my entire sock was full of blood.
No! From walking?
Yeah.
But they're just new shoes? Like, they're not?
New shoes.
But
I don't
know. That's extreme, right?
Either way, like, I mean, I guess, like, when you get it just the right way. You know how, like, sometimes, like, a little cut will bleed so much and you're like, what's happening to me?
Maybe. Shoot. Yeah. But, like, they're her...
That's what I thought, because Adidas usually are comfortable, but you never know. Like, everyone has, like, different shapes of feet and whatever, and so it just happened to, like, be the wrong.
How long was this walk?
I mean, he lives on a lake, so maybe it was a big one. I was like, oh, what are you talking about? She sees her sock full of blood. I quickly stand up and run to the bathroom, and he looks over at my brand new shoes and says, they're not looking too good either. My left shoe is full of blood from a huge blister on my heel. I ran into the bathroom to wash it off, and he says he's going to get a Band-Aid. As I'm trying to put my foot up on the counter to clean it off, my phone falls out of my pocket and into his toilet.
No. Oh, honey.
I know.
That sucks.
I know.
Oh, poor thing.
I know. I started cussing up a storm, but try to play it cool. At least he had cleaned his bathroom today before I came, and the toilet was clean. I walk out of the bathroom. He sits me down to put a Band-Aid on my foot. I joked around asking if he had rice. He said, yeah, I do. What, did you drop your phone in the toilet? Ha ha. I gave him a look, and he goes, oh. Wait, you did really drop it in the toilet. I hand him my phone. He grabs rice, sticks my phone in it to see if it will help. We sat on the couch not talking for a good few minutes. Then I grab my phone to see if it works, and of course it doesn't. He then says, I probably should just take it home to get it looked at. A nice way of telling me to get out. I agree, head to my car, pull out my phone to get directions, which of course
doesn't work.
She can't have.
Doesn't work.
Biggest fear. Like, worst if you don't fear. Have a phone, you have nothing. Anyway, so she finally made it back home. Monday came. It was super awkward. But luckily, they recovered and were able to remain friends, but nothing else. And that's her embarrassing date story.
Oh, no, honey.
Ouch.
That sucks.
I know.
I just had the same cell phone problem happen. You guys heard probably, was this our, I don't remember. It was a few episodes ago. But when I went to Coachella, I got my phone stolen. And probably one of the worst feelings on the planet is when you realize not only do you not have your Uber app to get you home from the festival, but you don't have the address where you're staying and you don't have any of your friends' phone numbers.
Yeah.
And it's a very, like, terrifying feeling when you realize there's nothing. If you lose your friends tonight, you're screwed. Like,
you're done.
You have nothing.
You just will wander around. Yeah. And, you don't know anything, literally. And, like, what I feel bad is because I know me, like, I'm such a, like, tomboy at heart. Mm-hmm. So, like, getting hurt in front of a guy would be really hard for me. Like, most girls would probably, like, soak it in and be like, oh, help me. And guys, like, love it, right?
Yeah.
But I'd just be like, oh, I'm not showing any pain. Like, literally, I think I've gotten hurt is one time this guy was, like, we were hanging out. And I was laying down on the carpet, and he was, like, walking. We were, like, trying to figure out what to do. So, he's, like, walking around, and he was flipping his phone up in the air. Well, he threw it up and dropped it. So it went literally from, like, ceiling down and hit me in the lip. His phone. Oh, it was like a brick. My lip immediately split open, and I was like, mother! And I was, like, bleeding everywhere. It was so bad. And I remember just trying to be like, yeah, it's fine. It's fine. But on the inside, I was like, help me.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I kind of feel the same way when it comes to – well, I don't even think it's just guys. I think it's just anyone. Like, I hate feeling that vulnerable, and I'm sure most people do too. So it's hard. It's hard, especially when you can't hide something like a sock full of blood. Like, you obviously have to, like, admit to that. That's a lot.
That's so – well, especially just, like, someone calling it out and you looking down and being like, ugh.
Yeah.
Whoop, there it is.
Whoop.
Boom, there it is. Well, Melina, thank you so much for sharing your story.
Yeah,
we had a
good
laugh.
That was a good one.
I'm glad that you guys were able to, like, go back to normal, because not everybody can. After, like, an awkward date, it's hard to recover sometimes.
Yeah, I think when stuff like that happens, you just embrace it, and you're like, well, that's what happened, because you can't change it, and the phone falling in the toilet, you can't do anything about that. That had nothing to do with you. So on the bright side, it literally had nothing to do with her.
Yeah,
like, these were just unfortunate situations. that happened to her.
Yeah.
While she was at her crush's house. Yeah. So that's a bummer, but
it's a good time.
Good on you for just like hopefully shaking it off.
Hopefully you left a blood stain. He thinks of you every time he sees it.
That's so terrible.
Anyways, let's take a break and then we'll get to your story.
Yes, that sounds perfect.
Let's do it.
Break time.
Break.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, we just wanted to take a second to just say thank you for being a part of our little unsolicited advice family.
We love you guys so much, and it would mean so much to us if you would rate, review, subscribe, and share our podcast. Spread the word. Spread the love.
Yes.
Give advice to everyone. Advice for you. Advice for your mom. Advice
change
for your
world.
Friends. Change the world. Help us get the word out there. And yeah, that would mean so much to us. And back to the show. Okay, we are back from our break.
Hello.
Hope it was a great break. It was a great break.
Hope you went potty. Got it all out.
Why? Taryn does this to me on purpose. For those of you that didn't listen to the first episode, I hate that kind of talk. And she does
what kind of talk?
She does it all the time.
Potty talk.
I'm uncomfortable and I hate it. And she does it on purpose. If you guys have not done it yet, be sure to follow us on our social media platforms.
Yes.
What are those, Taryn?
Ooh.
Pop quiz.
Instagram is Unsolicited Advice Pod.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Follow us there.
Twitter is, I don't even know.
It's okay. Just follow us.
Okay.
It's there.
Well, I mean, it'll be, I think it's always in like our links and everything like
that.
It's
all there. It's all there. If you guys have stories that you want to share with us, whether they're funny, hilarious, awkward moments or serious situations that you'd like advice on, or funny, hilarious situations that you'd like advice on.
You literally just said the same.
Different. I said it different.
You said funny, hilarious, awkward situations or serious
or
funny, hilarious situations
that you'd like advice on. No, I said advice. It doesn't matter. If you have stories that you would like to share and you would like advice on, please send them to our email address, which is adviceunsolicitedpod@gmail.com.
I'm so proud of you.
So
you know, ever since that one episode where you messed up like 50 times, like you really haven't messed up.
Was that
since?
Episode 2?
Probably.
I don't remember, but I've really tried.
Back in the day when we were.
Back in the day.
We were new at this.
So today's story, I don't have a name, but she titled it, which is so great.
Which is why you picked it, huh?
And yeah, the titles get me, guys. When you guys add titles, draws me in. I don't know how else to explain
weird.
It. It draws me in. So she titled this one Toxic Family Members.
Ooh.
Which I thought was all kinds of interesting. So.
Yeah.
Here is her story. She says, hey, ladies.
Hi.
Hey. First, I just want to let you guys know that your podcast is my favorite, but I know y'all probably get a ton of these emails, so I'll get right to the point. We do, but we're very excited for this one.
You already got us, though.
Uh-huh. Hook, line, and sinker. She says, I have an older sister who I love to death and would do anything for. We call each other every day and live down the road from one another. However, I'm starting to resent her, and I don't know how to deal with the feelings of that.
Oof.
She says she's her best friend, but this past year she feels as though she's become a toxic relationship in her life, which is such a
scary
situation.
With family,
yeah,
that's hard.
Sister.
Yeah.
Our personalities can clash from time to time, and we have our sisterly fights like everyone else does, but our most recent ones have had me wanting space from her. She's a firecracker and can say hurtful things when she gets in fights, which I think is normal for, you know, siblings.
Yeah, but I think there's a difference of like when there I know I don't fight with many people, but I have fought with people that you can tell. It's like a look they get in their eye. Like, they try to say things like they're trying to hurt you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and even, like, me and my brothers, I've said this before, but, like, our fights are not in depth because they're boys. It's literally like, you're an idiot. Don't talk to me. I hate you. Whatever. But, like, so I haven't experienced necessarily like sister fights, but I could see, like, with girls where it's, like, especially a sister where you know, like, exactly what thing to say to them mm-hmm. that will, like, land the biggest punch.
Yeah,
you know what
and
I
it's
mean?
Like that. It doesn't even have to be a related thing, but it's like that with all relationships.
Yeah,
like, it's such an evil thing, and the fight becomes so much more intense when yeah. they say things like that.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a bug.
Is it a spider? No, it
no, it's a little like gnat thing, but it won't. Okay. It won't leave me alone. I'm glad you saw that because I've been going.
No,
crazy.
I've been staring at it. I've been distracted. Okay.
She continues. She says, "Her sister's a firecracker, and she can say hurtful things when they get in fights." Whereas she's the complete opposite. She says, I tend to bite my tongue and let things slide. Girl, same. I'm the exact same way.
Yeah, that is you.
Then get into it. And I think, like, for me personally, it's just the idea of conflict and having to get into conflict and knowing the uncomfortableness that comes with conflict.
Yeah.
I will literally do everything I possibly can to walk around
the
situation and not deal with it heads on. So I'm the exact same way.
Yeah.
She says the thing that hurts me the most is that she throws things back in my face when she's upset. Because she is my best friend and she knows everything that's going on in my life, she knows exactly what to say. So it's, you literally
I'm so sorry.
Taryn's already there. she says, I choose to talk to her about my problems with confidence that she will give me advice and love out of it. Recently, when she gets mad and upset, she'll say hurtful things to me and use what I've told her against me. Ooh. In our most recent fight, her words cut deep, and even though she's been forgiven, I cannot forget all of the hurtful things that she said. So her question to us is, what do you do when the most toxic relationship you have is with a family member that you care about the most?
Oh my gosh.
That's hard,
ow,
right?
That sentence like encompassed it so perfectly, though.
I know.
Like, you care. Like, I mean, because family, it's like, that's a whole other level.
Yeah.
And when someone hurts you. But I think that's why it hurts so bad is because when you care about someone so much and they're the person, like, causing you so much pain, it's, like, next level because they're supposed to take care of you.
And we talked about this on another podcast recently, but it's so weird how friendship breakups are so much worse than relationship breakups.
Oh, totally.
But it's also the same, like, friendship breakups are bad and boyfriend girlfriend breakups are bad, but family breakups, when something like that snaps, like, that's a whole other level of intensity and feelings that are involved, because family's blood, that's life.
Well, and you can say like, oh, I'm not friends with her anymore, and like, literally, you cannot be friends with someone.
Mm-hmm.
But even if you're like, we're done, like, you're still my
still
sister.
Family.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
you're still family. You're not just family, you're siblings.
Yeah.
Like, and so the whole reason I like really connected with this one is because I have a sister
who's also your best friend,
who's also my best friend, who, like, I live together, I work with her, we do everything together. If something like this were to happen, I don't know what I would do either.
No,
I would have a really hard time. So I felt really kind of connected to her. But when it comes to the sibling thing, and I'm not experienced in this in any way, and Taryn can vouch for me, I'm still learning how to communicate better. but I genuinely feel like the more open you are, because you said, I feel like, okay, here's what I'm trying to say. I feel like me and this girl are the same person.
Yeah.
Because she has a sister that's more talkative. I have a sister that's more talkative. And both of us are a little more on the shy side. Not necessarily like quiet, we won't talk, but we won't necessarily say exactly how we feel, because we would rather put our efforts toward keeping peace instead of stirring the pot. Because stirring the pot and causing drama and causing conflict is uncomfortable to us. We don't know how to deal with it.
Yeah.
So we will do everything in our power to not cause it. Does that make sense?
You know what it reminds me of? And this is such a weird analogy, so I am so sorry, but please try to track
not
with
at
me.
All. Hit me with it.
Okay. Like, you know when, like, you're laying in bed, you wake up and you're like, frick, I gotta throw up. And then you're like, but like, I'm going to try not to. So you lay there, you like change positions, you get like a wet towel on your forehead, like you try to like prop yourself up. Meanwhile, the whole entire time, you're like feeling sicker and sicker and more miserable and more miserable. Okay, and the end goal is still, you're going to be like face down in the toilet throwing up. And whether you throw up like early in the night or late in the night, it's going to be awful.
Yeah.
But instead of just accepting it and like letting go and like letting the mess happen, you fight so hard to stop. And all you do is give yourself all this time of just like experiencing that
misery,
anxiety. Uh-huh. And like, which, I mean, it's a weird analogy, but it's like what it's happens.
At first I was like, where are you going with this? That's a great analogy, actually, because it's true. This, if you don't talk about it and get it off your chest and get your feelings out there, then you're the one. Not your sister, but you're the one that's going to be struggling with so much pain and misery. And you're the one that probably can't sleep at night. And you're the one who's probably slightly depressed and having anxiety problems because you haven't talked to anyone about it. And it sucks because your sister probably doesn't even notice that something's wrong. Because you haven't. I mean, she might notice you're in a weird mood, but she might not know why.
Yeah.
Probably because, you know, because you haven't told her.
Well, and people who are more, and I feel like I've done this before, who are more vocal, like sometimes like you just shoot stuff out of your mouth and you don't really even realize that it hurts someone and then you move on.com. Like you have no, like, you know what I mean? And like, even though in the moment I'm like, oh, that was kind of like a mean thing to say. Like, I don't think much about it because I didn't see it affect you. And so then like, and then later when you hear it, it did affect you. You're like, your first thought is always like, why didn't you just tell me? Like, moment, you know? So it's coming from her end, maybe. And I don't know, because it sounds like she's crossing lines that, like, need to be addressed. But there is a chance that she's just, like, spewing out of a hurt place. Maybe she's got something going on in her life. And maybe she's not even aware of, like, how detrimental her words have been. Either way, or if she's being malicious about it, either way, like, it has to be addressed. Because there's no way, and she's your family. She's not going anywhere. So, like, if you don't address it now, then it's just going to keep spiraling.
Yeah, exactly. So the only thing, the one thing that I did want to say is, because I do feel so similar to Anonymous, who wrote this, I did want to say that I it sounds like she could be possibly be an Enneagram number 9. Which is the Enneagram number that I am.
You're so cute.
And for us quieter people who like to stuff our feelings instead of deal with them, I think the best thing you can do if you do decide to talk to your sister is to not unload on her right away, because she will be blindsided because she probably has no idea that you're feeling this way.
Yeah.
So what I would do is simply tell her that you've been struggling with voicing your opinion and your emotions, and that you want to start being more open with her, and just give her like a heads up and leave it at that. You don't even have to like start a conversation or let her know about when she's hurt you and times that she's done that yet. You could just let her know that this is something, this is a journey that you're going to start now.
Yeah.
And because she's your sister and your best friend and you care about her, you want to give her a heads up.
Yeah.
She will most likely be very on board and excited for you.
Totally.
And just be like, okay, cool. Well, thanks for letting me know. And it'll be a very passive, easy, positive way of saying that, hey, get ready. coming at you.
Here comes the threat.
Because if you start off a conversation by saying, hey, you hurt me here, you hurt me here, they're going to get super defensive. And then all of a sudden it does become a huge dramatic confrontation. Yeah. And it's that, it's the big moment that you've been trying to avoid the whole time. So maybe say that first, and then once you're ready and you feel like you've processed it enough and figured out how to word it, then sit her down and just say, hey, I feel like, I feel like you said those things on purpose and they really hurt me.
Yeah.
And I really need to talk about it. And hopefully after doing that a couple times, you guys will create a more open communication.
Yeah.
Where you can talk more easily.
Oh, totally. I also would recommend, and I've done this with you. I think we've never had like a fight.
We have, but it was like a big one.
But it was very healthy. Like,
no,
very healthy. I was very
proud of us, actually.
But see, so I have always, since I've been younger, and I used to do this with my parents, like when I've really felt strongly about something, because I know myself and sometimes I do react very like, I just say things that I don't mean. Mm-hmm. But also whenever I've been like wanting to talk with someone where I feel like they're not going to give me a chance to say what I need to say, I write a letter. And honestly, like sometimes the process of writing the letter will either make me see like, oh my God, this is dumb. Like, this is not a big deal. Yeah. Or it will just like let me fully put it out and I think about it. I revise it if I need to. And then I always just say like to whoever the person is like, hey, this is my heart right now. Please read, take your time, review. And then whenever you're ready to talk, let's talk. Yeah. So that way it gives that person like, first of all, they can't interrupt me because they're reading it. I'm not there. Yes.
There's something so powerful about writing it.
Yes. And like it gives them time as well to like think about it. And I know like with me and you, like I wrote you an email and it was funny, like when we finally talked about it, you were like, I opened this email and was like, what is happening right now?
What?
But it was hard for me because I don't in friendships, like I don't necessarily like open up about when I'm hurt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, yeah.
And so, and with you, because I know like how much you hate conflict, I knew that like it was going to be hard for you. Like I was like, I'm going to start talking and Ashley's just going to fully like freaking hermit crab, just like
shut like, down.
I'm not here.
I close down. I can't. Yeah. I don't process well. No, I actually, I really did appreciate the times that you've written. Oh,
written.
God. The times that you've written me letters. Because it, not only did I get to like fully understand where you're going and I didn't have a chance to interrupt you, but it also gave me time to like process my response.
Totally. But the times where like you were like, I talked to my sister, like I like sat and like, so you really put thought in it too.
Yeah.
And then it was such a productive conversation. So that
was by the time we actually got together.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like talked to
this has happened literally. I one email, one long text. So it's not like I'm like a freaking writing letter. Like, I invited you to lunch. You didn't come.
I didn't know.
But anyways, but that's something I would recommend because it sounds like you have a hard time voicing yourself and it sounds like your sister and you are not having productive conversations. Yeah. So, but the thing is, the second you put something in writing, like it's in writing. So I would really like rewrite it. Yeah, have your friend read it. Like, make sure like you're not coming across anyway, but then at least like get all your feelings out there. And then if she responds poorly, at least you know like you communicated what you needed to.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I love how you worded that. So yeah, definitely think about writing a letter. The last thing I wanted to recommend was I think we figured out that me and you are the same, kind of similar, and we don't know how to voice our emotions. At the same time, you want to learn and understand how your sister communicates because her understanding how you communicate is just as important as you understanding how she communicates.
Compromise.
So if she's it sounds like as a person, when you get uncomfortable, you like Taryn said, hermit crab, you close down. Mm-hmm. She's probably the opposite where when she feels uncomfortable and she feels attacked, she just starts lashing out because she's trying to protect herself.
Yeah.
So in the end, you guys are both scared and feeling vulnerable, but doing different things to protect yourself. So I feel like once you guys do have that talk where you can sit down and open up a bit, I bet you'll actually find that you guys are feeling the same thing.
Oh, totally. You know? And I mean, that's a much harder pill to swallow because it's like when someone's saying something mean. But I've had relationships like that where you almost have to like, it's like emotionally cover your ears. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But just to be like, I know right now that they're speaking out of hurt.
Yeah.
And so like one of the things I do for work is I meet with parents and kind of like start talking to them about like some red flags I've seen developmentally with their kids.
Which
so
is
it's
so scary.
Yeah. Like those conversations are really hard. And I've had like straight up like these dads like get in my face, get upset. And
I'm sure because that's their baby.
Yeah. And I remember the first time that happened, I left crying hysterically because I'm like, I'm literally trying to help you. Like I'm trying to help you and you're yelling. I don't understand why they're so mad. And it was like I had to take a moment to like recognize like when people are hurt, it's a reaction. It's not personal in any way.
Yeah.
So now I've gotten so much better at, like, when they react that way, it's like I, like, am super gentle and just kind of take it as much as I can because it's, like, their way of processing.
Yeah.
But it's not an easy thing. So even though she's saying these hurtful things, obviously you have to protect yourself. But at the same time, like Ashley's saying, like, you have to learn to just understand that that's her way and, like, to be like, I'm not even listening to what you're saying right now. And maybe you walk away and just be like, hey, you're in that mood. Like, I can't right now. We'll deal with it later. Yeah.
I think one of the best things that's happened to me and my sister, and I talk about it all the time, but it's when we took an Enneagram test together and we figured out, like, what our numbers are. And there's so many different personality tests. And I'm not saying that personality tests are, like, this godsend save all thing. But when you both learn the type of person that you are, how you interact, how you learn, how you deal with emotions, and then you share that, I learned where Alicia goes when she's frustrated and when she's anxious and when she's stressed. And I've learned how she reacts to life situations when she's feeling that way and vice versa. So I can tell when she's having a bad day and I know not to take it personally. So I would really recommend finding some kind of common ground with your sister and and maybe suggesting taking a test. Just not even in a intervention because we're going astray kind of way, but in a let's just have fun and, like, learn about each other kind of way, you know?
Well, and that's what it's fun. So do you remember, like, when what was that book called? The Love Language? Five Love Languages. That book came out, right?
Yeah, that's a good one, actually.
Yeah, it's such a good one. So me and that was, like, right when I was in a relationship. The one time. So me and my ex, we took it and literally, like, our love languages were, like totally not the same, right?
Yeah.
And so, like, but, which I think that's fine. Like, people can work and function being opposites, but where, like, your common ground has to be, like, what you're bringing up, what we've talked about is like, learning about that person and also, like, shifting so that you're feeding into what they need.
Yeah,
and
being willing to do that.
My top is physical touch and words of affirmation, right? Mm-hmm. And he would be like, let's not hold hands or kiss so we can really work on our communication. And for me, I was like, what did I do? Like, and I would, like, walk up and I'd be like, can I hug you? Like, I don't even know. But, like, for me,
I don't know what I could do with you.
That being, like, my number one way I feel love is when people are, like, affirming and, like, you know, that physical touch. Like, that was the worst thing that you could have done, you know?
Yeah.
So it is, like, it's learning how people work and also, like, you know, investing
giving
in those ways.
Yeah, 100%.
So I think that obviously you don't want to just cut things because you're reaching out for advice and you're trying to figure out what's going on.
And you love her. She's your sister.
Yeah. And she, I mean, not a lot of siblings say that their sibling are their best friends. Like, no, I think me and you are
like
very.
That's actually very rare.
Totally. So I think it's worth trying for. And I think it's worth just having a very honest, like, vulnerable conversation.
Yeah. If she's your best friend and she's your sister and you open up and you be very honest and vulnerable with her, I'm willing to bet that she's going to meet you where you're at and do her best to understand where you're coming from. So I'm so sorry, Anonymous, that you are going through this, but I'm so thankful that you wrote in. Thank you so much for being vulnerable with us.
Yes.
We really appreciate it. Yes. And I'm sure there's a lot of people listening who actually have very similar situations.
Oh, totally.
Who can take away some good thoughts from this as well. So thank you so much for writing. And that is the end of our episode today.
Is it the end already?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, I started falling asleep on the way here.
I thought you were going to say now.
I started, like, falling asleep while you were talking,
like,
to me.
I've been sitting here staring at you the whole time. That got me.
No. No, I was just... this is just a moment. I'm thankful for a podcast because I literally was like, I slapped myself in the face so hard.
When? In the car?
I was driving. I was asleep. Yeah. I was, like, falling asleep.
Did you turn on a podcast?
I turned on a podcast. I turned on Sword and Scale, which I've talked about before.
I started.
How that scared the crap out of me, right? Mm-hmm. So I literally was like, dear Lord Jesus, like,
please scare me.
Please scare me or something, because like, I can't, I'm dying. And so I put it on, and literally it starts with a 911 call of this lady screaming bloody murder. Yes. And so I literally stopped breathing. And then at the end of the call, I was like, I'm awake. I was like, I'm good. And I was like, great. So podcasts can do great things.
They can scare you awake. They can fix your life
or they can ruin it.
Yeah. I guess so.
I hope we don't.
Very powerful. We did not. We did not. Definitely not.
Great advice.
Thank you so much for listening. We hope you have a very happy Monday. Yes. And we will talk to you guys next Monday.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
That's it. Okay, bye. Okay, bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling, because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.